It's finally happening. A project has actually built real technology that is going to integrate with the trillion-dollar payment sector in America.
One of the largest financial players in the world has chosen to partner with this project to bring them global.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
This is one of the days we've all been waiting for. We've finally seen a project build a real piece of technology and platform that is about to integrate with the trillion-dollar payment sector, and they are about to go global.
Yeah, I think this totally got swept under the rug recently. To have one of the largest financial players in the world deciding, this is a Web2 company we're talking about, deciding to partner with this Web3 project to not only bring it global, but they are starting with America. And America has been so strict with crypto projects specifically. So the fact that they're rolling out America first before going global, I don't know how anybody's sleeping on this.
Yeah, I think one of the common knocks against the crypto industry as a whole is like, what are people actually building? What technology is actually being rolled out in the real world that people, even outside of crypto, can use? And when you see an announcement like this, well, you start to see, okay, maybe there is a bit of bright light coming from the industry. People are actually building real technology that real companies that everybody's heard of, like MasterCard, are actually going to roll out to their global client and user base. And that's why we had to do a video about this breaking news. This announcement was just dropped, which is that MasterCard, you know, one of the largest financial payment companies in the world, worth hundreds of billions of dollars with an untold amount of customers around the world, has partnered with Humanity Protocol. The token for Humanity Protocol is H. Now, this is a relatively new crypto project. The token is less than a year old. And it's one that we heard about their technology months ago, and we're like, okay, this is something interesting. But I think the timing is perfect for Humanity Protocol, given what's going on with the world, and which is probably why MasterCard chose to partner with them. So basically what Humanity Protocol has built is a palm scanning recognition software. So think about the direction the world is heading. We have a world full of AI, deepfakes, bots, and scams, where you don't know if any video you see is real, you don't know if anybody signing up to an account is real. The world is heading into a very tricky time with fakes everywhere. But with Humanity Protocol's palm scanning technology, people can integrate it with their bank accounts or their credit cards to prove to companies that they are real and that they own certain types of assets, own certain types of credit accounts, and get access to credit, loans, all kinds of personal finance solutions. This is what Humanity Protocol has built, and MasterCard has seen the value in it, and now they're working together.
Yeah, proving that you are a real human without actually revealing all the important personal details, especially in the rise of AI and deepfakes. We were lucky enough to actually check out this technology a couple of years back at one of the conferences. And it's really cool. You just place your hand on and then it verifies all your data. And you can liken this to maybe WorldCoin, and you know, that's a open AI project, if you will, where users have to scan their eyes. I feel like the hand scan is a lot less invasive. You know, I feel like people are going to be more willing to actually use Humanity Protocol's, what they've built versus, you know, Sam Altman's project that he built.
Yeah, and so one of the main differences between Humanity Protocol, which is the new one, versus WorldCoin, which a lot of people already know, is that Humanity Protocol uses zero-knowledge proofs. So it's keeping your personal data private while still proving to the companies that, you know, say you own the asset or you own the credit or all that kind of thing. So they're getting the information they need without revealing their information to, you know, anyone who can visit the database. So that's a big thing with privacy, especially now we see privacy has become all of a sudden a massive thing in crypto. And I think another thing here, Humanity Protocol integrates with banks, blockchains, and AI systems. So it's very easy for people to build apps or, you know, technology to integrate with Humanity Protocol, whereas WorldCoin operates on a closed system. So WorldCoin extracts all your data, does whatever it wants with it, and you can't integrate it with it very easily, which Humanity Protocol is literally the opposite. They take your data from your palm, they protect your data in your private information, and then they allow people to integrate with their database very easily while still protecting your data. So I think they've got a lot of advantages here.
The other advantage I see here is the fact that this benefits not only the users, but also the institutions. So when you have a product that actually benefits both sides, I think that's a real win. And so they have this. So basically, I think we're seeing this institutional adoption with MasterCard is because you have this one human ID. So basically, now that you've proven that you are a real human, basically what you can do is this is a single reusable digital ID that can be used across all banks, all apps, without having to, you know, do it multiple times. So that'd be pretty cool for tapping into the different banks and such.
Yeah.
The other thing is you can get approved for loans and credit like way easier and way quicker because all that information will be on chain. There, you don't have to send in all these applications and go through this all this paperwork. It'll happen instantly. Mm-hmm. And that's going to benefit the speed of the, so the user's going to want their loan right away, but it's also going to ensure that the bank is not getting frauded, which is a massive problem in the US. It's something like $43 billion per year being paid out because of these frauds.
For sure. Let's look at some of these stats that you just alluded to. So over $1 trillion per year is lost to scams, fraud, and fake users. And this is a trend that's only accelerating. $200 billion plus is spent on compliance, KYC, which is know your customer, and all those types of inefficiencies where companies are trying to prove who their customers are and if they're real. We're seeing entire industries being taken down by spam, traffic, fakes, deepfakes, all this AI stuff. And that's why we say the timing is perfect for Humanity Protocol, because not only have they shown that their technology is real and ready for global adoption via their partnership with MasterCard, but there's so many other industries that can tap into Humanity Protocol's technology as well. So this very well could be the tip of the iceberg. That's why we say, look, I think instead of looking at WorldCoin with their closed interface, what we should be looking at is at Humanity Protocol with their open interface and all the partnerships that they are signing and could be signing in the future.
Yeah, it's enterprise ready. Plug it in, you're ready to go. Like MasterCard didn't need to change their infrastructure. They just really tap into the protocol itself. And yeah, this is maybe used for this. We're going to see this in the financial industry first, but you could also use this with healthcare, right? Scan your print, know that it's you, and then it can be universal. So any hospital you ever check into, you're not getting files lost. Doctors actually get to know kind of, you know, what is going on within your body. Then I think you can also see it for bots online, you know, all the spam. So if you are running a business and you want to ensure that you're working at the right marketing agency, maybe like all those users are actually fake. You know, there's a lot of these websites you log onto, all those reviews are just, they're fakes, right? Bots and whatnot. So now you can prove like, look, these are actually real users on real platforms. All these airdrops from a crypto side of things, you know, you talk about, oh, there's been 1 million users who have signed up. It's like, how many of those are actually real people, right? So it's really going to benefit the communities. You're not going to get scammed to these airdrops, and it's also going to benefit the protocols.
And we always like to see businesses that are real businesses that have real revenue that are built for longevity. And with Humanity Protocol, every single scan, every person that gets into their, you know, one human ID represents revenue. So every scan is a revenue source. And if you think about like MasterCard's per transaction model, where they're making, you know, a fraction of a cent on every transaction, where Humanity Protocol is going to be the exact same thing. So the more users that adopt it, the more users that join the program and are using their scans to get loans or to get credit or whatever, Humanity Protocol is going to take a small clip on every transaction. So as they scale, as their partnership with MasterCard scales, the more money Humanity Protocol will make. This all drives all the way back to the H token, because we know we like to see projects that are using the token for staking, for validators. So again, just like the per transaction model will give the Web2 side of the business revenue, more users, more revenue will drive more demand for the token via their staking incentives. So if you look at the market cap comparison between Humanity Protocol and WorldCoin, at time of recording, the market cap of Humanity Protocol is like, I don't know, 300, 400 mil, whereas WorldCoin is like 3 or 4 times that. And when you see Humanity Protocol doing partnerships with MasterCard, and you see that Humanity Protocol is actually the one that's decentralized and private and protecting user data, obviously this is not financial advice, but when you're saying which one has a, you know, larger room for growth, which market cap could see the most tailwinds over the next few months and years, I think Humanity Protocol, for me personally, is the better pick because of their lower market cap and superior technology and partnerships.
Yeah, the H token saw a massive pump on the day of the announcement. skyrocketing up to like 36 cents or so. It's since retraced a little bit down to 17 cents. So any for anybody who's looking at a project that I think is going to change the way we interact online and literally changing the internet, this is something I'd be keeping a very close eye on.
Yeah, 100%. There's just not that many projects. Like going back to what I said at the start of the episode, these guys have built like a really cool piece of technology and a very cool platform that I could see millions of people using.
They might even be forced to use it.
For sure. Yeah. Like, I mean, if you're a big company, a big corporation that is being scammed and frauded out of billions of dollars a year, how easy is it to implement this proof of human technology, which we're already seeing countries like China, these very forward-looking futuristic technology countries, they're implementing this on their citizens, whether they like it or not.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a lot of people that don't like this technology because, you know, you have to like show your ID and your palm and it's linked to all your stuff. But the way the world is moving, like this is going to happen whether you like it or not. So if you can't beat them, join them. Humanity Protocol has built one of the coolest technology platforms in this industry. Partnering with MasterCard shows us they are 100% legit. So this is not a project that I'm going to be fading from here on out.
All right, guys, make sure you tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only. We'll be right back.